we've got another packed out call, and as we can hear, those beeps are more and more people coming on the call each and every moment that seems to pass by. And I just want to send out a thank you to each and every one of you that are a part of our free service, that are participating on these calls on a weekly basis. It's amazing to me how many absolute loyal people there are out there to this free training service that is available for all of you to be able to utilize it to build your business more effectively and efficiently with less time, which is what we are all here to do, is to help partner up with each of you to help you get to your goals quicker with less headache and less stress, to where we can become a partner with you guys where we are equipping your sales force to go to the next level, helping to motivate your sales force to the next level, or whatever it is that you need. We're here to help you in any way that you need it. These calls are amazing me. Many of you, I heard Mark is on the phone from Florida. He was on some of the very first calls that I did, open calls that I did about a year ago. This coming September is when he jumped on, and Mark just came back from his missions trip. The guy just completely got his life in order last September, and started setting some goals in January and has already knocked off a few of those goals on that list. And they were huge goals. I mean, huge. And he's already achieved them. And so we want to say welcome back from Romania, Mark. We're proud of you. We're excited for you. And I can't wait to see the pictures from your trip. So anyway, for those of you that are brand new on this call, let me tell you a little bit about who's talking to you. Prior to getting started in business, I was a 19-year-old female with no college education, no confidence, no self-worth, no self-esteem, no nothing. I grew up in an abusive home with a mother and father that were drug addicts. My father was 6'10", 350 pounds of anger, and he did not know his strength by any stretch of the imagination. It definitely was not encouraging or uplifting. My entire life I was told I could never do anything right. I was ugly and fat and stupid. And so growing up that way, there were no dreams in my mind. There was nothing I would ever be able to achieve or become good at other than playing basketball, and that there really at that time in 1987 was not too many opportunities for female after college. And so I wound up hearing about a business opportunity where I could become my own boss and collaborate with other people and learn and get good at it. And honestly, the first 2 months that the person that tried to get me involved in that business opportunity, I just told him, you know, this is great for you, but it's definitely not for me. And it wasn't, it was only because I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think someone like me could ever succeed in anything other than maybe, hopefully, having kids and getting married. Not in that order, of course. But hopefully having a functional marriage, unlike the one that I had watched growing up. So after 2 months of buying my excuses and putting up objections, I came to a training for an 8-hour little training school that had 4 millionaires on the panel. And the first 3, man, they just looked like sleazy, slick oil salesmen. They just really turned me off. But the last one is the one that really got me and got me to listen clearly. And the thing that he said that sets the whole day apart from, no way, this is nuts, I would never do anything like this, to, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this full time with this. And I'm sure that many of you will connect with this. He said, do not make the same mistake that I made and spend 25 years of your life building the equity in somebody else's company, only to lose it all in one day. He was laid off after 25 years of being an engineer. And he said, get started now. Get started now. And start building equity in your own company. And man, I'm telling you, that was amazing to me. And this is what I thought. Because I really admired the man. He had achieved something that I would never achieve in my life and here, but I would hope to achieve. And here, he was saying, don't go down that road because that road leads to all kinds of terrible things. It's not worth it. And this is the thought process that happened. What if it takes me 20 years to figure out this business? I still would be doing better than I would on any job because I could spend 10 years in JCPenney's if I'm lucky and never earn that kind of money. That opportunity was not there. That kind of income was not there. The second thought process is, what if it takes me 20 years and I mess up his income by 90%? He was making over $100,000 a month working a home-based business. And I figured, if it takes me 20 years and I mess it up by 90%, I'm still making over $10,000 a month, and that just seemed to make sense to now I was 20. I just turned 20. It's a month after I turned 20. That made sense to me. And so I quit my job and I came in full time. And I fired my boss, as they say, and said, that's it. I want to be in control of my time and in control of my life. And started on as an entrepreneur for that day forward and have had this industry be my chosen profession for the last now 15 years. My chosen profession, this is what I chose to do, this is what I chose to get good at. My question to you is, whatever business it is that you are working, whether it's traditional or not, is that your chosen profession? And have you chosen to get really good at it and to master it as a professional? If you've made that decision, welcome aboard as an entrepreneur. Welcome aboard as someone who's seeking to be a champion in the business world. I don't care if you're a nurse, a lawyer, a doctor, you work at a pizza place. I don't care what it is that you do. If you've chosen to be, you've chosen it as your profession, and you've chosen to be a champion set apart from the rest of the masses, to stand out, to be different, then welcome aboard and being a part of a team that is restoring the entrepreneurial spirit in our nation, which needs it desperately. So I quit my job. I came in full time, and guess what happened after that? I became the most amazing, phenomenal, absolutely insane failure the company had ever seen. Failed miserably, man. I couldn't get customers. I couldn't get anyone to listen to me. Couldn't get anyone to give me money. I couldn't even get people to want to take it for free. I mean, I failed really bad the first 6 months. And all that did was challenge my persistence because I refused to quit. And maybe I was too stupid to quit. I don't know, but I just refused to quit. And after 6 months of failing, went and found somebody who was succeeding. It made sense to me. Find somebody who has what you want and do what they do. It made sense to me to find someone who is mastering it and copy what they did. And that's what I did. I copied what other people did that was working. And he gave me some guidelines that I've lived by all these years and have taught tens of thousands of other people how to live by the same exact guidelines. And they were transformational for me. One of the four things that he told me to do was that I needed to plug into a training system. I needed to go to a training seminar, and this seminar was going to cost me a total, with all my expenses, about $1,500, which was a lot of money to a 20-year-old female who was $25,000 in debt. He told me if I gave him any excuses, he would not work with me. He said if I gave him any opinions or suggestions, he will not work with me, and if I did not do what he told me to do, he would not work with me. And here, the first thing that he told me to do was to spend $1,500 on some boring training with a bunch of boring adults, blah, 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 talking for 2 days seemed like the most boring thing on the planet to do at the age of 20. No, thank you. And I have to pay for this? Yuck, is what I was thinking. And so I wound up plugging in that seminar, and I'm so glad I did, because I wouldn't be talking to you today. You wouldn't want to be listening to me right now. Made $4,000 in 8 days. Brought in 25 business builders into my business, a ton of different customers. I can't even count the customers. It was insignificant at the time. The next check was $11,000, then $15,000, then $20,000. From 6 months of failure to the next many months of absolute, I mean, crazy success that people like me don't ever achieve. And so I don't care if you've had the last 6 months or 6 years of failure or 60 years. Things can turn around when you make the decision to have them turn around and take the necessary steps in the right direction, on the right path, with the right people. It is incredible what can happen for you. Absolutely incredible. So after the next 6 months of just making incredible amounts of money, being the number one international producer, decided to go off and get married. It turned out that the leader of the organization was a total crook, that he was living an absolute lie, publicly promoting something that he did not physically live. And as soon as I found out, I used the excuse of getting married to get out. And I got married, and, man, it was blissful. Honeymoon for months. I didn't really recognize it was all on my bill. Love is blind. And wound up totally, completely in a bad position within months after that. Married in June, and by December, he had drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, left me with a $35,000 debt. Left me in Hawaii for another woman in Japan. Just gone. He left in October, led me on for months, gone. Could you imagine being on top of the world to being dropped out of a stinking airplane? For some of you that are on this call that are my coaching clients, you like being dropped out of the airplane. I personally don't. But this was devastating. Absolutely devastating. wound up being completely homeless within 13 days of this happening, totally homeless, living on a beach in Hawaii. Now, I know living on a beach in Hawaii is not that bad, not as bad as being in San Francisco, which is where I was this past weekend. That's truly being homeless. I was truly homeless, living out of my car, sleeping on a beach. And it was devastating. $35,000 in debt, 50 pounds overweight, $2.03 to my name with no money coming in. Lost everything. And decided the day after Christmas to bootstrap it and step up. Started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth because I had no phone and no physical address. And just came up with a business. Got started selling a weight loss program. Hand wrote out a flyer. They got 25 phone calls in 3.5 hours to a voicemail number. Hand wrote out a phone script. Read the script. 24 out of 25 people said, yes, I want it, and I want it now. That very first day, made $1,200 out of thin air. How? Because of the skills that I learned the year before through investing into my education on a monthly basis. I just took what I had learned and applied it. Made $250,000 that first year. My first 45 days made $18,000. Isn't that amazing? That you can go from homeless to $18,000 in 45 days. And by the way, that was part-time because I had gotten a job as a cocktail waitress at the very end of December. So if that can happen for an uneducated young female with no self-esteem and no confidence, what can happen to you? What can happen to you? Some of you are in the same boat that I was in many, many years ago, and some of you are not. But wherever it is, I know you have a desire to go forward, farther, faster. That's your desire. I know that you are not satisfied with every area of your life, which is why you plug into this site and plug into these calls, because you want improvement, which, by the way, automatically sets you above, sets you apart from the masses, because the masses just want status quo. They want to stay the same. They don't want to grow. They just are getting through life barely living. They're breathing, but they're not living. And there is truly a big difference between breathing and living, by far. So if that can happen for me, and then, by the way, from within 2 years of being homeless, December of 1990, to within 2 years, I turned 23. I was 23 years old and became a millionaire within 2 years of being homeless. Made my first $1 million and spent every red cent of it. That's another topic. Made millions beyond that in my 20s. No education. I'm not bragging on the fact that I did it with no education. I'm saying that we live in a great nation. I serve a great God who's given me a great opportunity that in this land to start a business with nothing of who I was and to build something that was substantial. I've never earned less than a six-figure income yearly in my businesses. Ever have I earned less than a six-figure income in my businesses. That's insane for some small-town chick with no confidence. So that's just to say that look at what the opportunity is that is set before you and take full advantage of it. And if you follow the tips that other people who have gone before you have followed, I promise you that if you persist, you will succeed. It always works out that way. If you persist, you will succeed. Well, tonight I'm going to do things a little bit differently just because I like to always keep people guessing. First of all, I'm going to give a quick tip for prospecting. And then I'm going to go into a topic that I'm going to call tonight is 7 Habits of Highly Defective People. You guys have heard the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. We're going to talk about 7 Habits of Highly Defective People. And so first of all, let me go through this. There's things that I learn every single week as I coach 6 to 7 people on a daily basis, as I'm working anyway, as my schedule. The schedule that I work, these are the amount of people that I typically coach on a weekly basis. But here are some things that I got the chance to learn from my clients as I was watching them and coaching them. And these are some things that I know majority of you on this call right now, you actually do this yourself when you're working. And so I'm not going to mention any names or where this came from just for the sake of not embarrassing any of my favorite clients here. But just to give you guys some tips, and this is so awesome because these people are just sweet people who are just really working their business and really improving themselves and giving it their absolute best shot, and they've actually submitted themselves to our services in the form of coaching, saying, Danny, here's what I do, here's how I say it, fix me. Fix what I do and help me to improve, and they are having improvements, which is awesome. Okay, now, let's just say for a minute that you connect really well, and again, this is just a quick tip. Some of you are going to be lost out of what I'm talking about. Let's say that you're using my script book, okay? And if you don't have a script that you use that works, I have a script book that works very, very well. Our ratios are incredible on it, and our people are having incredible success. When they use it, they stick to it, and they actually follow directions, changes everything. Majority of the time, whenever I find people who are not having success with using my script, is because they are changing very vital things in that script book, or they are not following it at all, or they are adding and inserting things into it that are totally unnecessary. You see, in my career of working my business, I actually brought in tens of thousands of reps myself, have talked to personally hundreds of thousands of people myself, presented opportunities to hundreds of thousands of people myself, okay, through the last 15 years that I've been in business. So I have a little tiny bit of experience in this area of talking to people. I've coached thousands of people through the years, and it always boils down to this. Are they following it, or are they adding things to it? Are they changing things? Because as I worked my business, I very rarely ever got objections. And what I learned through coaching other people was that they say things that provoke objections in the prospect. But my script was written and designed in a way to not provoke that to happen. That's the worst thing that can happen. So do not add, do not change, do not twist. Because when you think you're making it better, you could very easily be making it worse because you are provoking your prospect to ask you things, or you're leading them to believe things that are not necessary and totally irrelevant. So here we go. If you've used my script book, okay, which is available online at DaniJohnson.com, which again is DaniJohnson.com. Okay, if you go there, you will find it's available for purchase under products or audios or I think it's products. Yeah, something like that. Probably under products is probably the place to go. Okay, so if you're in there, products, then you scroll down and you'll find the script book. Can you tell I'm not that computer savvy? Okay. Now, on page 2 on my script book, all right, for those of you that already have it, which I know hundreds of you already do have this script book, go ahead and get that script book right now and turn to page 2 because this is the script that you would use with cold prospects. Now, on page 2 of working cold leads, meaning you purchase leads for the lead vendor, you know, there's a lot of different lead vendors out there. But, you know, let's say you purchase leads from a company like Cutting Edge Media or My Online Partner or something like that. Now, if you have done that, you're using page 2. Now, let me tell you the things that I've seen people do that completely hurt their business. And this really does make a big difference. Now, if you've gotten to the point where you're using, you know, you've already gone through the first and second paragraph. If you're looking at the script book, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, I'm sorry. Go get the script book and then, you know. And you'll have to go back and listen to this call another time. Okay, so, and you go through the part where you are asking the person questions and you're saying, you know, for example, are you currently working from home? And they say, you know, no, I'm not. Okay, well, what is it that you do for a living? How long have you been doing it? And what did you like about it? What did you dislike about it? The point here is to get the prospect to talk about themselves. What I've watched people do for years is I've watched people like you or someone you know do all the talking for the prospect. And what happens is that you give the prospect the feeling that you're talking them into something. The whole point is, and by the way, creating a dynasty that's coming up in November will absolutely fix your communication skills if you've got issues with communication skills. And how do you know if you have communication skills that need help? Well, everyone qualifies. It's the 12th, 13th, and 14th of November. Go to the site, and it's in South San Francisco. Okay, and that's a leadership advanced training. You have to qualify in order to go to that. But if you have any communication issues, we will fix that when we get there. We will have you go through various different exercises that will absolutely change the way you communicate forever. And I mean forever. It's absolutely amazing what you will find through these experiences that we'll do at Dynasty for those of you that qualify to go. Okay, so as you're going through these lists and you're asking these questions, this is very important that you do not put words in your prospect's mouth. Meaning, let's say that they say, you know, I work as a cocktail waitress, okay? And you say, well, do you like what you do? And they say, actually, no, I don't. Really, I can understand that. The hours must be really, really long, and you know, the pay probably isn't really what you would want it to be. That is putting words in your prospect's mouth. You may have a great prophetic gift, or let's say you're anointed with great ability to read people's minds. Maybe you're psychic. I don't know. It is not going to make you any money. You want the prospect to verbalize those words out of their mouth. You want that prospect to say, no, I can't stand my job because I don't like the hours, and I don't like my boss, and I don't like being away from my child. But if you're putting words in their mouth, it sounds like you're selling them on something. And the whole posture of the way the script is set up is you are interviewing them, and you want to know why, what they have that would provoke you to want to work with them, versus you sounding like you know everything. Write this down. You don't want to be right. You want to be wealthy. You want to be a servant. You want to promote a service to them. That where, for example, our bottom line financing. What in the world was that? Our bottom line philosophy of building DannyJohnson.com is this. What can we do to help your DannyJohnson.com experience be so phenomenal that you are completely compelled to tell everybody you know about it? Whether they're in your business or not, you are completely compelled to tell everybody else you know about it. That's our bottom line philosophy, and that's where we work from. That's where we make every decision from. So what is your philosophy for your business? If your philosophy is reading people's minds and giving them their answers for them so that you can sell them something, no, that can't be. It has to be, and this is the very first initial contact with them, and it has to be the same contact of how I'm here to serve you, and I just want to know if we're going to be able to collaborate with each other. You've got contacts. I've got ability. Let's drive your center of contact so that we can build both of ourselves a business. That's a collaboration deal if you're working a home-based business, let's say indirect sales or network marketing, for example. Or in any business, to be honest with you. In any business, every business has got to tap into other people's contacts. Every business is trying to figure out how to do that. I was just in San Francisco watching a business do that. Okay, so anyway, so make sure that you are not putting words in your prospect's mouth. Don't finish their sentences for them. Let them do all of that talking for a good 5 to 10 minutes because they're loosening up. They're liking you because you're letting them talk. No one else lets them talk about themselves. So it's very, very powerful to not put words in your prospect's mouth. Don't finish their sentences for them and let them do all the talking. And all you do, and this is what you want to do, write this down. Master asking questions. Master asking questions. So if the prospect says, I'm a cocktail waitress, and you say, what do you like about what you do? And she says, nothing. Really, what don't you like about what you do? I don't like any of it. I can't stand my boss. I don't like the money that I make. I don't like the environment I work in. Wow. Really? Now, what kind of environment do you work in? You see what I mean? I played off of an answer and asked another question. What kind of environment do you not like to work in? And then here's another question. Well, if you had it your way, what kind of environment would you work in? So learn how to master asking questions. Every day when you're working that list or you're working with customers or working with prospective reps or you're interviewing people for a job, learn to master asking questions. And it's based on their answer. Ask a question about their answer. Okay, that's one tip about prospecting. Let me give you two other tips. And we're closing the script book. Actually, we're going to open the script book. Now, yeah, and by the way, this is so cool. We have gotten so many testimonials of many of you who've used the voicemail script on page 3. And on page 3, where it gives you a voicemail script and you guys were never getting any calls back and now you're getting people to call you back, I just love that. That's so awesome. Congratulations. Good job for sticking to the script. I'm proud of you. And then there's many of you who have questions like, well, what if I haven't made any money that's significant yet? That's okay. Leave that part out of the voicemail message script. Okay? Leave that out. Now, let's just say for a minute, okay, here's, I'm giving you two more tips on this. Let's just say that you really connected with the person on the phone. Man, you guys were gelling back and forth and you were really connecting with them and you found some bridges to build, meaning they said, I'm a cocktail waitress. You're like, oh my gosh, I was too. Really? How long were you a cocktail waitress? That's not your opportunity to talk about yourself as a cocktail waitress. It's your opportunity to say, oh wow, yes, me too. Built a bridge. How long have you been a cocktail waitress? Do you like where you're working? Well, how's the bartenders to work with? Ask questions. It's so fun. It's so good. You guys are getting, and by the way, you guys are so good at it. I'm so proud of you, man, for applying yourself. It's amazing. Okay, so let's say that the person, you really, really connected with them, okay? And now let's say that your model, the business model that you're working is that, let's say you three-way that prospect into a conference call. Let's say that your company does several conference calls a day, or they do several conference calls a week, or what have you. Doesn't matter. Or they do a they have a pre-recorded call that you can three-way in somebody into that presentation. The company does the telling and selling for you. Okay? Well, if that's the case, and let's say you really connected with this person. You really, really did. You felt good about it. They were connected with you, and you could tell that the chemistry was right. And let's say in the middle of the presentation, they hang up. But you don't know it until you get to the end, and then you click off the presentation. And you say, okay, Sam, what did you like about what you saw? Because you're reading from page 4 of the follow-up and closing script. And let's say they're not there. Hello, Sam? Sam? Hello, Sam? Sam, are you there? Don't you feel like a dork when that happens? Okay, so let's say they hung up, all right? This is what I would do, because many of you have asked this question, what do I do when I, you know, lost connection with them? Okay, this is what you do. You call them back, and this is what you say. You say, you know what, Sam, you call them back, and let's say that there's an answering machine. Maybe he's dodging your calls together. You know, and you leave a message like this, Sam, I wanted to make sure that you didn't have some kind of an emergency happen. I know you and I really were connected on the phone, and you were very, very serious about being able to get out of debt and supply your daughter with a great college education. So I know something tragic must have happened. I hope you didn't hear some really bad news or something didn't happen to your health while you were on the phone with me, because you certainly did not strike me as a person that would just flake on the phone. Okay, did you get that? So you call Sam back and you say, Sam, well, I'm just calling to make sure you're okay. I hope something tragic didn't happen to you or a loved one, because I know you and I really had a good conversation and you were very serious about getting out of debt and supplying your daughter with a good college education here in a few years, and you just really didn't strike me as somebody that would have flaked in the middle of a conference call. So please give me a call back and just let me know that you're doing all right. I just want to make sure there wasn't some tragedy or something didn't happen to you health-wise or something like that. I'm really concerned. Blah, blah, blah. Number, email address, blah, 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 blah. Leave that message and let it be that, okay? What that does is this. It kind of puts a line, it puts a division in the road. And if he doesn't call you back, he truly was a flake. If he does call you back, this is a good person. I mean, if I left you a message like that and you know you did something wrong, you would call back and you would say, oh, no, Danny, nothing happened to my family. I just really wasn't interested in what I was hearing. Oh, gosh, thank God you're doing okay. I'm glad to hear that. Wow, okay, so what was it that wasn't interesting to you on that call? Because you are serious about getting out of debt, right? Yes, I am. Okay, so what was it that you didn't like? And then he'll start going for it, and here's what he'll say. Well, you know, it sounds like it might be a little too expensive. You know, it kind of sounds like a salesman type thing, and I just don't really like sales. And I would say, oh, okay, so you're saying that you don't want to do anything in sales. No, I don't want to do anything in sales. Okay, well, do you have any other concerns? What else did you not like about it? Well, you know, the money. I don't have enough money up front. Okay, let me ask you something, Sam. Now, is it that you really are serious? You're really serious about getting out of debt and supplying that daughter that you love so much with a great college education? And you are serious about that, but you just have some concerns and you don't quite understand how everything works. Yeah, Danny, that's really it. I don't understand. Okay, well, listen. Why don't you do this? I'm going to write down your questions. Go ahead and give me some more questions. What do you mean about the sales thing? And he's going to say something, well, I'm not a salesperson. Okay, so let me write that down. So you're saying that you are not a salesperson. And he's going to say, yeah, I am not a salesperson. Okay, that's fine. So what's your second question? Well, you know, what about the money? I mean, how much money does it really take to get started? Okay, let me write that down. What's your third one? Well, how does it really work? I don't really understand how it works. And he will start giving you questions, and he may give you 3 questions, he may give you 5, but he's definitely not going to give you more than 5. So then this is what you say. Okay, I've got these 3 questions written down. How does it work? How much money is it really going to take? And about the sales thing. Now, Sam, let me ask you something. If I can answer these 3 questions that you have, to the fullest of your satisfaction, where you feel totally good about the answers, are you ready to get started so that you can get out of debt and help your daughter go to college? Well, yes. If you feel totally good about the answer, Sam, only if you feel really good about it, are you ready to get started? And are you ready to get started now? Yes, I am. And then you go back through and you answer those questions. Okay, Sam, let's deal with the first one. You're saying that you're not a salesperson. Well, I'm totally sold. You're right. You're not a salesperson. And that's totally okay. Now, do you feel comfortable about giving people information? Because I'm sorry, I must have misrepresented myself. But our company is the one that takes care of all of that part for us. All we do is direct people to the information. And the information is the one that takes care of all of that. So your job would not be to try to sell them into something. Your job is just to answer questions. Now, Sam, do you feel like if you were equipped, could you answer questions that people had? Well, sure I could. Now, do you feel with the right training and the right answers that you could do that several times a day? Somebody has a question, all you're going to do is answer it? Well, yeah, I could do that. Do you feel like you could direct them to the place where they could get more information so you're not the one telling them all about it? Well, yeah, I could definitely do that. Okay, great. All right, so do you feel satisfied on that first one? Yeah, totally. I feel good about that. Okay, great. All right, how much money does it cost? Okay, well, Sam, that's totally up to you. Let me go ahead and help you to understand this. Do you have a piece of paper and a pen? Yes, I do. Okay, great. Let me just go through that. Now, that very first position is called a consultant. And that very first place, now, it's $45 to get your business started. However, the next position is what we call a manager. And that next position is $4.99. And the $4.99 basically activates your business and gets it started to where you can earn the maximum amount of profits, because this is where our company pays you $125 every single time that you enroll somebody at that same management position. If they go through the information, you answer the questions, and they make a decision that they want to start in as a manager, the company's going to pay you $125 every time that happens. And by the way, let's pause for a second here. Whenever somebody has an objection concerning money, I want you to reword the objection in your mind, because they're really saying, I'm afraid of losing money. I'm afraid of losing money. That's what they're afraid of. It's not whether or not they have the money or not. Very few people don't have the money. Hello, I had $2.03 to my name, and I came up with it. Okay? So you're looking for the one who's willing to come up with it, not the one who's willing to whine about not having it. Okay, so the question about that, so you kind of go through the plan, and do you have any questions about that? Do you understand how that works? Okay, so what that means is that my job is to help you, Sam, move about four of those programs so now you'll make your profit. Your very first week in your business, you'll make a profit. Not only have your initial manager, the initial funds that you put out for the management position, but you would have now $125 per one that you do, which means that you have a profit of over $500, actually nearly $600, for that first week that you're involved, so that now you've made $100. Now you've recouped all of the funds that you put into your business, and from this day forward would be profit after we go through that first part. Does that make sense to you? Yeah, it does. Okay. Now, how does it work is the third question. Now, do you feel like I've answered your question completely? Is there any other questions that you have? And by the way, don't be slimy with answering the questions. Tell them like it is. They appreciate that. They appreciate the truth. And then he says, I can't afford the $49.99. I mean, the $499. Okay, that's fine. That's totally fine. I'm not interested in your money. Let me ask you this. Is it that you truly do not have the money and you are absolutely serious about getting out of debt and building a business? Or is it that you say you don't have the money because you just don't want to do it? And he's going to tell you the truth. He's going to say, no, you know what, I really don't want to do it. That's so awesome, Sam. Thank you so much. And I really pray and hope that you find what it is that you're looking for. God bless you and your daughter. And, hey, let me know if you find something that you love. You know, I hope that you do. God bless you. See you later. Goodbye. On to the next one. Okay? To do that, here's the last thing. I'm turning this into a prospecting call. Or let's say that you really connected and, okay, let's say on the very first call, let's say that your model is set up like this, that your model is set up to where you are driving people to your website. So you make the initial contact, you use the script on page two, and your model is set up to where you guys have just this totally awesome, that sounded so California, but I am from here, so oh well, or totally killer, which sounds like so Southern California, and I'm not from there. But let's say it's just a profound, phenomenal, there's great sales copy, it's got proven success track record of signing people up just by people going to your website. Let's say you have that kind of a website. Okay, well, if that's the case, and then what you have is you have your prospecting script. You use that, and let's say you set up a follow-up appointment for them. They went to go look at the website and fill out the lead capture form and do all that stuff, right? And let's say that you really connected with that person on that first initial interview. Okay, you really connect with them. You found out a lot about them. They like you. You like them. You know, all the mating stuff was going right. And let's say that they flake on the follow-up appointment. Let's say that you had scheduled to talk to them at 1 o'clock the following day. You go, you call them back, and let's say they are not there. this is what I would say to them. This is the message I would leave to that person who flaked on an appointment. In fact, it's the same exact message I live for the other guy. And it would be this. Hello, David. This is Danny. Man, I am blown away that you're not there. I hope everything's okay. I hope you didn't have something horrible happen either to you or your family. I hope something didn't go wrong because I know that, you know, you would not flake on an appointment with me. I know that you wouldn't do that. I know based on we had a great conversation yesterday, and I know you were totally serious about building a home-based business for your family so that your family would stop struggling financially. And so I know you were very serious about that. So, gosh, can you just call me back, Dave, and let me know that you're all right? Because I just can't think of any other reason why you would not be here for this call right now. And, dude, if you went to the site and it's totally not for you, man, that's fine. That is totally okay. I just really am making sure that you're all right. So give me a call back. Let me know how you are. Make sure everything's all right and see if there's any questions I can answer for you. My phone number, blah, blah, blah. My email, blah, blah, blah. My website, blah, blah, blah. Okay? So what that does is it allows the prospect to save face. It also shows that you really did care. And if that's part of your philosophy, how can you make their experience with you be so compelling that they have to tell everyone they know about it? Which better be, especially if you're in any kind of a marketing business or direct sales or home-based business, they better have that kind of a bottom-line philosophy, then you are demonstrating that by calling back and saying that, okay? And you shouldn't be just saying it. You should be sincere and assuming that they would not have flaked on you, but assuming that they were a good person and they had a good personality and that this is not the way they live their life, that, you know, you're letting them save face. Okay? Okay. So, there you go, Joe. Those were three tips for prospecting for tonight, and the call is almost over, and I probably should just continue to keep this a prospecting call. Okay, well, now I'm making a decision here. Okay, let's go back here. Let's go to page 3. This is another thing that I learned last week. Let's go to, not page 3, page 4. In your script book, page 4, in the follow-up and closing script, I want you to do this. You know how it starts in the beginning? Well, first of all, it says smile while you're on the phone. You are not a salesperson. Hi, prospect. How's it going? See in the little parentheses right there, it says build a rapport. Take out your highlighter now and highlight that. Do not forget that part. Do not forget that part. Otherwise, it sounds like you're going straight for the throat. Here was the first conversation where you let them talk about themselves and you acted interested in them and interested in what they were interested in. Here comes the follow-up call, and if the follow-up call sounds something like this, Hi David, this is Danny. How's it going? Great. Hey, did you get a chance to look at that information yet? Do you want to make a little or a lot? No, you got to remind the prospect who you are and how wonderful you are. And that's not by talking about yourself, that's by getting the prospect to talk about himself all over again. For example, hey, how's Karen doing? Let's say that's the wife's name. How's she doing? Fine. How was work today? Did you get a better day with your manager? Things like that. Asking them questions like that. Reminding them that you care and that you are interested in them. Here's the bottom line, you guys. Here's the absolute bottom line. The absolute bottom line is you really have an opportunity that really can help serve other people. This is not a money game. This is not a pyramid scam, unless you are in one. If you are, hang up now and find something else because I don't need to work with you. You're not a pyramid scam. This is a real viable business that helps real everyday average people to succeed unusually. So, what can you do to help that person succeed? And so, the thing that happens more often than not is that most people think that they're in some kind of a scam. Most people think that they're a part of some weird deal. The deal is not weird. Unless, of course, you are in a weird deal, then you've got a problem. And I can't help you with that because I don't make recommendations of companies and I don't make recommendations of people for you to work with. I don't do that. But if there are people that are successful and it's legal, totally legal, how do you find out? Do some research. You'll find out whether or not your opportunity is legal. If they're trading a product or service for money, chances are it is legal. If there is no exchange of product or service for the money, chances are it is illegal, and they found some loophole, or they're under the radar screen, and they will get caught eventually. But here's the deal. You're running a real-life viable business, and you need to establish what are your core values in that business. What are your standard operating procedures? What kind of customer service are you going to offer to that person? What kind of service do you offer that person? And if you're coming from that place, if I have started a company, and this is how I want the public to receive me and to see me, then you better have that established even with that very first contact that you're making on the phone. This is not your job. This is your business. You're not an employee. You're almost like an employer. You're an entrepreneur. You're not an employee. And so with having your own company, you want to make sure that you are putting that best foot forward, and you want to have some established guidelines and standard operating procedures, meaning I want my customer to always feel that they're right. I want every person that comes in contact with me and DannyJohnson.com to be satisfied with the service that they're getting. Hello, how can you not be satisfied with a free service? Duh. Which is what we offer. We want to make sure that people are happy, that they're satisfied. We actually want more than that. We want them to be so, we want their experience to be so phenomenal that they are absolutely compelled to tell everybody they know about it, whether they're affiliated or not. We want people talking about it. So, do you have that same kind of philosophy, same kind of mindset? If you do, when you get on the phone, they can feel it. They can hear it in your voice that you are not some fly-by-night scam. They can hear it in your voice if you are not serious and if you're just curiously trying a business out. They can tell. For example, there's a difference between two types of people that work loops. The kind of people that get started and they're just looking for the, you know, the best, they're looking for the answer. They're looking for the God of leads. There isn't one. But if you're getting on the phone with a commitment level that's saying, I'm going to try this out and see if it works, they can sense that on the phone. And the person that has that attitude and purchases leads, guess what? You're going to just try it out and see if it works. You're going to find it doesn't work. But if you put your best foot forward and say, okay, I'm making an investment in my business, I am purchasing leads, and I'm going to make sure that every person I talk to has a positive experience from hearing my voice on the telephone. I'm going to make sure that they have a positive, that they are positively impacted by everything that I do with them while I'm on the phone with them. And if you just stick to my script, you will find that is what's going on. The script allows that to happen as long as you can put forward the commitment and the right mindset to make those leads effective and to make them work. So, there we go, Joe. Okay, now let me do this. I'm going to make an attempt here to see if you are on the line and if you want to ask a question or comment about anything that I just talked about and you want me to coach you on anything that I just talked about. We're going to try this out. I know there's about 500 people on the call right now. I don't know if it's going to work, but we're going to give it our absolute best shot. I'm going to open up the lines, and if you want to make a comment or you have a question about what I've talked about so far, then I'll go ahead and address it. If you are not going to ask a question, this is what I need you to do. I need you to *6 your phone. If you *6 your phone in the beginning, don't do it again because you will be unmuted. If you have any background noise, kids crying, toilets flushing, washing machine, a noisy fan, any background noise. If you're on the freeway on your cell phone, you must press *6 now. Please do that now so that we can open up the floor for those that want to step out and ask a question. Now we'll pause here for a second while everybody does that. Okay, I'm going to open up the line.
Muting canceled.
Hi, Randy, it's Fawn.
You are now muted.
Okay, Fawn, I can hear you out there, girl.
Hey. I have a question.
Okay, go for it.
Conference room, you can press 0 to exit, dial 1 to enter a private consultation, press 2 to get your caller code, press 4 for this help message, dial 6 to mute or unmute your phone, press 8 for the amount of time remaining on this call, or press the pound key for the number of parties.
Okay, fine, go for it.
The number of participants in the conference is 201.
There are 0 callers are already on the conference. Please announce yourself. There are.
Okay, Hans, you got to go to the operator, and their automated system is talking out on our call. So how is that? I know Fawn is jumping out trying to ask a question, and it is not working. Okay, I'm going to give it a second for the operators to find out what is going on. Okay. Let me go ahead and star 5 again, and let me see what happens. Hold on. Okay, Fawn. Fawn, are you there? Let me try again. Fawn, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Okay, Fawn, I'm really sorry, but the lines are too crazy. There's just too much feedback, and we're not being able to hear it. So, Fawn, you know what to do. You can go ahead and email us that question, and hopefully you'll be able to address it on the next call. Gosh, I really wish that these lines were more clear and that we could handle this. And I'll give the operators another minute or so to attempt to clean up the lines so that we can open it up. All right, meanwhile, let's go ahead and go here for just a moment. I am going to be in Los Angeles September 11th and 12th, and it is going to be a very powerful kickoff into the fall season. We have had so many people fully taking advantage of these training seminars that we've been doing to the point of people's incomes absolutely skyrocketing after the events are over. We had somebody who was in our Tampa seminar who brought a lot of people with them. Their income grew $18,000 in 1 month by plugging people into that system and some other things that they had going on. And so you must take advantage of that. You want to be the kind of leader that is able to see ahead. Let me tell you about what you got going on this month. Oh, thank you, Lord. What you have going on this month and what we got coming in the months to come. Now, here it is. We're the first week of August. What should be your focus here the first week of August? And some of you are like, I don't know. What should my focus be the first week of August? Well, this first week of August is first of all, make sure that you've got a whole lot of leads to work for the month of August. Listen, the leads are working right now. They are absolutely working. And if they're not working for you, then what you've got to do is get yourself to the point where your skill will improve so that your numbers will increase. Because I can guarantee you there's somebody else working the same exact, not the same exact leads, but working leads from the same company, same quality leads, same company. And they're having great success. And so that's what you have to ask yourself, okay, what do I have to change in order to improve my numbers in the month of August? Okay, so here's the first week. Depending on what kind of business model is that you're working, some of you have retail products that you can retail, some of you don't. Those of you that work a high retail type of a business, hit it hard retail. And what I used to do is I used to have my retail sales fund my recruiting, fund my prospecting for the rest of the month. So the first week of the month, I would just totally focus on just pounding it and getting 100 customers in that first week. And my commissions that I would generate from that would pay for the leads that I would be able to purchase or pay for the advertising I would do for the rest of the month. So that's one option. The first week of the month is also a good week of the month to make contact with your leaders. Do recognition. Very important to incorporate recognition into your sales forces. So very important. People get in for the money. They stay for the camaraderie and the relationship. Absolutely. And so it's very important that you do that, that you don't leave that out, that you have a time for a relationship in the first few days of the month. It's the best time to do that. You closed out your month, you know, closed out the 31st of July, breathe one day, hit it hard and recognizing people, sending out thank you cards, awards, whatever is what should be done right now. And does that mean that you stop recruiting this week? No. If you're working a model where you don't have the latter of the two that I was just talking about, keep your head down. Be recruiting like crazy. Promoting conference calls. This is when leaders are probably meeting with their team for a conference call night, doing recognition, which is so stinking important. You guys should have even just a call of straight recognition. Man, I know one of my clients, every single time they do a training call, they do a celebration, which I'm thinking about doing myself. It's an awesome idea where they celebrate every, you know, success story. And it could be, hey, I just got started and I'm really excited, or I just got started and I signed up my first person. Or, you know, a rep gets on and says, hey, I want to celebrate my new person, Kim, and Kim's doing blah, blah, blah. It's an awesome, awesome format. And recognition is absolutely important. And, again, people get in for money, but they stay for the camaraderie and the relationship. You must have a format for that to be able to happen, to have a long-term successful business and to create momentum. It's a must. You can't do it without it. You may be able to make a whole lot of money, but I can guarantee you it ain't going to last a whole lot of time. It's a fly-by-night deal. Okay. Where are we? Okay, so here we got August. It's the last month of summer. This is the time to get the pipeline full for the fall. If for some reason you've been vacationing through the summer, which I don't understand, if you're in business, I don't know how, you know, you know, this is a business like any other. Why we take 3 months off, I have no idea. It's beyond me. But some people do because they think, oh, it's slow, now's the time to take off, whatever. This is business, and we're to work it every day like we work our job. Now, August is the pipeline filling time. Okay, that's what August, the month of August is. And this is what you want to tell these people, and I have 6 minutes left. I'm going to a whole other topic, but here you go. Here's some more nuggets for you guys. What you want to do is you want to tell the people that you're getting started in August, hey, listen, I am looking for some people to put into place as we're coming into one of our busiest seasons of the year. There is no debating that the fall is some of the most phenomenal, most phenomenal seasons of the year. This is when it's harvest time. For those of you who planted in the spring and summer, harvest time is coming in the fall. It's just like a farmer. And so here we have, and this is what you want to tell them, we are gearing up for a stint of momentum that is coming up in the months to come. September, October, November are some of the craziest, busiest months of the year. This is where people are actively looking aggressively for ways to make extra money for Christmas. This is where people are looking at their kids are starting school and they're having more free time, looking for more things to do. This is a crazy season. It has been historically in our industry for 40 years, over 40 years. So what I'm saying is this, the tide is changing. Imagine the ocean, which is what I was right by here this past weekend. There is the ocean. For example, I lived in Hawaii for a year. I will tell you this. In the winter months in Hawaii, the waves are enormous and they are aggressive. And I mean, I thought I was going to die one winter month in December in Hawaii. But the spring is like weak. Spring and summer, actually end of spring, end of April, May, June, July, August, September is weak. There's no waves at all. The surfing is down, not up. Well, it's the same for our season. This is where we're sitting. Right now, the waves are less. They're not as big. Of course, we know that. But those of you who are opportunists, this is what you see. And this is all I thought. Okay, great. So there's not a lot of competition in the industry right now. Why? Because everyone else is taking a stinking vacation. Because they fell into 98%. That's why. So what's that show for me? More opportunity for me to fill my pipeline in August. Fill the pipeline in August because I can guarantee you the waves are huge in September, October, November. Huge. Enormously huge. And then we won't have another season like that until after the new year. So this is what you have. You have the chance to see an opportunity and totally capitalize on it. You have the chance right now to bust your tail in the month of August and be telling people we are gearing up for the busiest season, one of the busiest seasons of the year. There's really two that are the heaviest and the hardest. Fall and spring, and winter, actually winter, January through June are crazy months. And then July, and end of June, July, August, those are months where most people just, you know, whatever. And then those are the ones where the opportunists, the 2%ers put their head down and they scrape the barrel. They get all the ones that are being left behind because everybody else purchased leaves and went on vacation. I don't understand it, but that's what some people do. Okay, but listen, so you tell those new people, I am looking, we are gearing up for one of the busiest seasons of the year. This is where the harvest will be huge. And we are looking for people to help us with that harvest that's coming in September, October, November. Especially those of you that are in the weight loss business, oh my gosh, holy smokes. People want to lose weight before Christmas. They want to lose weight before they're going to see their family in November and December. This is prime. This is, in fact, watch the ads. Watch the ads. You will watch the marketplace being fished on for every weight loss company you can imagine. It's going to be doing tons of advertising starting in September. Time to lose weight and time for the holidays. Guaranteed. Okay, so that's the way the marketplace is going to be going. You are now looking for some people to help you out for this fall season because the people that get started in August will be set up to capitalize on September, October, November. And you carry that exact message in through September. You tell those people in September the same exact thing about October, same thing October people about November. And I will give you the message that you give them for December. Okay, so here we have the busiest season coming up, okay? Crazy busy season. Big, giant waves, all right? It surfs up. Are you with me? Well, September 11th and 12th is strategically set there for you. Strategically put there for you. Why? Do you want to experience momentum like you've never experienced it before? Do you want to experience your brand new people with no excuses, no whining? Do you want to experience your people with an intense focus, not wishy-washy commitment levels? I want you to imagine with me. I want you to imagine your new people and your old people. Because I can guarantee you it happens every single time. Ask Bud Nieman. Ask Tom Challen. Ask Nicole Montez. Ask these leaders who've plugged their people in through these trainings. In fact, Tom Challen will tell you, the retention through the summer was insane. He's grown by 2,500 people a month now. Through the summer. Unheard of. Why? He had 14 people. 14 people at Tampa. He put his people on a path and has kept them focused and kept them working. Okay, could you imagine? Imagine your group totally focused. No commitment issues. No whining. Not looking to you to solve their problems. Not looking to you to make their business happen for them. Imagine getting new people started off on the right foot, which is independence. Independently being a business owner and starting off on the right foot. Yes, connecting with you. Yes, with questions, but not whining and not wanting you to do it for them. Stepping up knowing, I'm going to build this with or without my upline. That's what they will have when they walk out of there. They will be equipped, and you did not have to be the one to equip them unless you get an ego trip about somebody else equipping your people. And if you do, you need to weigh your ego with your bank account and figure out which one weighs more. Because I can guarantee you're headed for trouble if you are threatened by somebody else equipping your people. What that does is free you up to maximize everything. That's what that does, is it frees you up to maximize everything for your people. Okay, so September 11th is going to come and go. It is set up for you. It's the surfboard with an experienced surfer. Ready for you to ride this wave that is coming September, October, November. It's huge. It's absolutely enormous, I promise you. Okay, so that's set up for you guys. Fully take advantage of it. Seats are filling up. Get yourself there. Can't wait to meet you guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the lines. And, again, go to DannyJohnson.com. If you're not a member there, you can become a free member by filling out that form. You have access to 40-plus hours of free coaching and training that's available audio for you. Every single week you'll get audio you'll get messages from us letting you know that there's an audio training that was set up for you. If you are not getting our emails, then you need to email us and email us a current email address, because the problem is that most people, when they sign up on a website, they give a bogus address because they don't want email. Well, I know you signed up to get because you want email. If you're not getting email, it's because we don't have your right email address. So email our office at Danny@DannyJohnson.com. I'm sorry. admin@DannyJohnson.com, and we will go ahead and fix that for you so that you're able to get all your free services that are available for you guys. Other than that, I really just, God bless you guys, and I pray you guys have an awesome, awesome, productive week, and that this is a blowout month. This is a month to get those bonuses and take full advantage of getting on those number one or number five or number 10 charts that you can, whatever you can, get those, because everyone else is, like, taking a vacation. I'm going to open up the lines, and I want you all to just say your name and say good night from your city, or good night and say who you are. Hold on. Hey, good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night, Ricker. Good night, Ricker. Ricker. Good night. Good night, Ricker. Ricker. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good
night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good
night. Good night, Danny.
Thank you.